And we're back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Well, we're still figuring things out here. We're hoping to get our next guest on to talk about memory. And I don't, looking at Mike, I don't think that's going to happen because, because the phone line isn't working. And I'm trying to send an email as I talk to you. So, okay, let's do this, Mike. Here's what we're going to do. Are you getting a voicemail on the other number? Okay, well, that's great news. Let's get the voicemail on for an interview. Let's call our next guest after this guest we were going to have. And let's see if she'll want to talk. I was going to talk to you about memory. And basically, there's a new study looking at the fact that even when you're healthy, your memory really does take a real turn as you get old. And we've heard all these ideas about how if you do puzzles and all kinds of little games, you can maybe keep your memory intact. Well, new research says that's not quite the case. And I was hoping to have an expert on to discuss that. But that number is not working. So, hopefully what we're going to talk about next is something equally as interesting, which has to do with your health and specifically how you eat. Now, what they're finding out nowadays with more and more studies is that most of what we're putting in our mouth now isn't just yummy and tasty and fun to eat. It's, actually addictive, highly addictive. And, most of the things we decide to do with food and how much we eat is based not only on or just our natural hunger, but on brain chemistry, on addictive cycles that develop. And hopefully we can get into that. In fact, some say through some brain imaging studies that the effect of sugar, specifically sugar, and sugar really has been the focus of this, it can be just as powerful and it causes just as much of a high as cocaine, believe it or not. And we may or may not get to that topic. Let me give you a little preview. What's going on, Mike? Is no one picking up the phone? Zero? Zero? 0.0. Well, let me give you a little preview beyond that, because I don't want to over-talk the topic before we get to it. But later in the half hour, we still have a half hour of the program. We'll talk to this group behind these billboards. They're popping up everywhere. They're going to be in the Lansing area soon, I believe. If you see them, they're the electronic billboards. And the message reads, homosexuality is a behavior, not a civil right. Of course, it's upset some people. Other people agree with the sentiment. The group behind it is called the Oak Initiative, and we'll have a member of the group here. Oh, Mark's on the phone now? Well, let's get to it. Mark, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being available early on. Sometimes we have to play musical chairs with with our guests. So now let's start with the billboards themselves. Well, let's start with the group, the Oak Initiative. What is the Oak Initiative?
Well, the Oak Initiative is a national organization. It's in all 50 states. Even has members in 167 countries, that is unashamedly Christian and looking to restore our nation to the original intent of its founders, which is a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to be a Christian to live in America, but the major spheres of influence across our nation have been hijacked by the left, and we would like to see their a resurgence in family values and things that really help move a society forward.
What about the changing demographics? And even, you know, the studies now with millennials finding that they tend to be less religious than the older generations. Does that concern you?
Well, I don't know about the studies themselves because I've not read those.
Yes, I think Pew Research came out with it, but go ahead. Huh?
Yeah, what I do know is that there are probably 50% of Christians who are not attending a local church. Mm-hmm. So there may be millennials who are followers of Jesus Christ, but not necessarily plugged in a religious context.
Right. Now, let me ask you about the billboards, because obviously they're getting a lot of attention. I'm guessing that was the purpose, right, to get people to start talking about this. The billboard reads, again, homosexuality is a behavior, not a civil right. What led you to decide to pursue this campaign?
Well, as I've been looking at the attack on marriage in our nation, the main emphasis of that attack is coming from a group known as the LGBT, which is the homosexual community. And I must say, not all homosexuals abide by the LGBT platform, but they tend to be the spokespeople.
Right.
Much like any other group of people out there, there can be a radical element that's a little bit more of a spokesperson than the more mainstream.
So the LGBT community, you said you view them as radical, is that right?
Well, there certainly are some. Mm-hmm. If you look at the amount of hatred and vitriol and attacks on my Facebook page and personal email and things of that nature, mm-hmm. I mean, I would describe it as radical. I mean,
what are they saying to you?
I never talked that way to people that I didn't know, or I wouldn't even talk to people I didn't like that. So,
well, what are they saying to you, if you can put it in words that are radio friendly?
Well, I think the word threat probably sums up, the main thrust of it.
Are they angry about the billboards? Is that what it is?
Well, there's that, and I hear terms like angry, and they call me a bigot and things of that nature. And let me tell you what this billboard is not before I tell you what it is. Maybe that'll help answer the question. This billboard is not anti-gay, and yet the various media components that have put this out in print or on television have responded calling it an anti-gay billboard that sparks controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll agree with the sparks controversy, but this billboard is not anti-gay. It's pro-marriage, and it's actually about protecting the First Amendment and, in particular, religious freedom.
Well, I mean, the billboard, though, is talking not about marriage, but about homosexuality specifically, though, is it not?
Well, it's talking about the civil rights issue, which is what's before the Supreme Court right now, in which they've already had deliberations mm-hmm. to decide if 9 people can redefine marriage when marriage in all cultures and all religions since the foundation of man has been between one man and one woman.
I see. We've got a ban on gay marriage here in Michigan. I mean, how long do you think that's really going to hold? What are you anticipating here?
Well, it's part of our Michigan Constitution that marriage is between a man and a woman. So that was voted overwhelmingly by Michiganders in 2004.
Do you expect the Supreme Court to knock that down?
Well, if they rule incorrectly and try to redefine marriage, their goal, from a maybe more from an activist judge standpoint, is to 4 states like mm-hmm. Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee that are in this lawsuit all the way to the Supreme Court to mandate same-sex marriage. And the unfortunate part of that is, again, like I said, I have no issue with people who practice homosexuality. I take issue with a super class of citizens that now get special protected rights,
right.
And if they deem religion a threat to them, or they don't like what the Bible has to say about homosexuality, because there's really not anything good about homosexuality from a biblical standpoint. And again, I didn't write the Bible, so I'm just telling you what's there. What ends up happening is Christian organizations, Christian colleges, churches, or any business that would cater to the wedding industry, whether it's getting your hair cut, getting a wedding dress made, getting a cake baked, getting photographs, if those individuals say, based on my own religious perspective and freedom of religion, mm-hmm. I'd lose that. And if they're mandating that there's a super class of citizens now, religious freedom will come under so much attack that the First Amendment.
Right, you call them a super. You can say they're a super class, but look, the argument on their side is that they view homosexuality as innate, right? They view it as something that is part of who they are, as much as somebody's race might be, right? That's how they look.
Issue. I was down at the Supreme Court the day before the deliberations began, leading off a press conference down there with 15 of us total. And some of the black folks who were speaking said, it is completely unfair to put the homosexual group into the same group as ethnicity when it comes to civil rights, because they did not go through Dred Scott, they weren't forced to drink out of different water fountains or sit in the back of the bus, they didn't have special quarantine areas, they were always allowed to vote, the black folks were not allowed to vote, and so it's really unfair to people of color to be lumping a choice, a sexuality choice, because I really believe firmly that it's a choice. You can choose to behave homosexual, you can choose to behave heterosexual, or you can choose to abstain. So it is a choice.
Well, to act is a choice, right? But the argument is the attraction part, right? I think that's where they come around it. Tell me this, Mark. What happens if the Supreme Court then rules and knocks down the ban and we have gay marriage in America and in Michigan? What is it that's going to happen to us?
Well, I think what's going to happen is, and this is a question that I posed in the press conference in front of the Supreme Court steps, I said, justices, when you have 1.7% of the population pushing an agenda such as same-sex marriage, and you have 68% of Americans who identify themselves as Christians or evangelicals or Catholics, mm-hmm. what will civil disobedience look like when you have large-scale Christian organizations and churches, Catholic and Protestant, saying no to being forced to do the same-sex marriage routine?
That's where the rub will be. Well, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there. It'll be a different time, certainly, but the Supreme Court still needs to decide. And we're going to see, are these billboards up around Lansing, or is that still coming?
That's still coming. We got another billboard going up Wednesday up in Flint by the U.S. 2375 interchange. Uh-huh. It's going to be different than the one that's up in near Howell on 96, and the one on Telegraph Road has gotten all the attention down in Dearborn Heights.
Right.
But it's going to be a similar message that man plus woman equals marriage, and has the same two scripture verses that basically point to mm-hmm. a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and they become one flesh.
Mark Gurley, it's the Oak Initiative. He's with the Michigan chapter. These billboards, you're going to see them, the electronic billboards on the highways. Mark, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for having me.